Chapter 3. A Problematical Character Full of Contradictions. In December 1860, young Henry Adams, son of Charles Francis Adams, grandson of John Quincy Adams, great-grandson of John and Abigail Adams, was fresh from Harvard Yard and new to Washington City when he met William Seward, the bright northern star of the United States Senate, the Secretary of State presumptive in the incoming Lincoln administration, the devil himself in the South's iconography. According to Horace Greeley, a former ally and longtime adversary who praised him for little else, Seward hated slavery and all its belongings. As governor of New York in 1839, he had refused to extradite to Virginia three black seamen accused of hiding a slave. "People were not property," the governor had said, and their rescue from human bondage was a crime not recognized in Albany. His demonization in the South began then and there, and his maiden speech in the Senate perfected it. Debating the Compromise of 1850, Southern senators relied on the Constitution to protect their slave property, as they always had. Seward invoked a higher law and incited them to apoplexy. A South Carolinian compared the gentleman from New York to "the condor that soars in the frozen regions of ethereal purity, yet lives on garbage and putrefaction." Speaking for the Richmond Inquirer, Edward Pollard dismissed him as "a wretch whom it would be a degradation to name." His name had been famous ever since. Henry Adams was prepared to be unimpressed, nonetheless, when his father's old friend, the governor, as everyone called him, came alone to the house for dinner and declared himself a disciple of Henry's grandfather. For Henry, at 22,